Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary greetings and hotep. My name is Kwame Benta, and welcome to Word from the Point, Gold Cup Network, Blog Talk Radio Show and Podcast. I am going to be your host today on this Monday, June the 29th, 2020. It is 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time here in Richmond, Virginia, on a beautiful, sunny day. And before we get started on today's topic, I just want to give a special, shout out, acknowledgement that on this day, a man that many know by as Stokely Carmichael, who is also known as Kwame Ture, who is the person who coined the phrase Black Power, who was one of our early revolutionary freedom fighters back in the early 60s. He walked a mighty, mighty walk. On this day, he was born. And so we want to give all praise and honor to this great man whose shoulders we stand on today to carry on his legacy for true liberation and freedom for our people and all people on the planet. And we have the perfect vehicle for that, for his mission to continue and to be completed. Many will see it, and a whole lot more won't. But that's not going to discourage us who know what we have here and know what our mission is, to make a world that works for everybody on the planet. And so, like I said, my name is Kwame Benton, and I am honored and excited to be here today and to be alive at this point in time in history. Because a lot has taken place. A lot of people have been sleeping for so very long are finally waking up. I'm saying that we're having an overflow of people waking up. But a lot of people are waking up now due to some tragic events that's taken place in the last few months. People are finally seeing that we live under a oppressive criminal enterprise that's been basically robbing us, abusing us, terrorizing us, and taking advantage of the people for many, many years, decades, and centuries. We have a solution for all who want freedom, for all believe in freedom. We have a solution. You know, a revolution is taking place right now. There are people protesting, they're uprising, they're talking about defunding the police departments and things of that nature, revamping the criminal justice system, because it's been used for so long to oppress our people, the court system, the police, or the continuation of the slave patrol back in the day when our ancestors were watching in physical slavery. Now, for so long, we have been under a spiritual, mental, and economic slavery. But for some reason, times are changing, and people are changing, and we have a new world that's going to take place like we never seen before. The title of this particular topic, Jim Rome said, don't sign up for this. And I've heard Todd Vest say this, you will pay the price for success, or you will pay the price for failure. Which one is all up to you? That's right. You're going to pay the price to succeed. And that price is high, but it doesn't take very long. But if you pay the price for failure, it's not expensive, but it will last a very long time. And the choice is totally up to you. Because the information that was hidden from us for so long is now available to everybody who wants to learn the truth about so many things that we have been lied about. Right now, they're going around wanting to tear down statues of Confederate soldiers and people who fought to keep African people enslaved. Also, presidents, Andrew Jackson, who was on the $20 bill, who was responsible for the Trail of Tears that relocated the natives from the South, sent them up to the West, Midwest, to barren land. You know why they did that? Because gold was discovered, and they wanted the gold. So what did they do? They marched them. They marched them, women, children, and men, miles and miles and miles away from their native land to a place unknown. Many died on the way. Many died when they got there so that they could steal the resources of the land. And that's been going on for centuries, people. It continues today. We're not here to take over the government or anything like that. We're here to help you take over your family's life, your community, and your nation. Because we have the vehicle to get us there. And it's so very simple, but this information has been, it's been not passed on to our people. But like I said, now the information is available. What are you going to do? Are you going to continue to do what you've been doing? Because if you do, you're going to continue to get the same old, same old. We're here to show you how we can create generational wealth. Generational wealth to pass on wealth to our children. And not just monetary wealth, but wealth of knowledge so that they can be empowered. So that we don't continue to repeat the same thing over and over. So our mission is to enlighten you on the fact that you must learn to pay yourself first. You must acquire the discipline to pay yourself first, but you want to make sure that you don't pay yourself in paper. Why? Because paper will not outpace inflation. Inflation has been robbing us of our wealth, of our labor, for decades now. Since the Federal Reserve was created, the wealth of the people has slowly been taken away from us because the United States dollar is a liability. You must understand what a liability is. A liability takes money away from you. An asset brings money to you. You must take those liabilities. Some of them have Andrew Jackson's picture on it, and exchange those for real, pure gold, not stock market gold, not no paper receipt gold. I'm talking about physical gold that you can hold in your hand. I joined this company called Carry Bars International, February 2018. At that time, an ounce of gold was valued at about $1,200. Today, an ounce of gold is at $1,771. Your dollar bill can't do that. It won't do that. It never will do that because it's a fiat currency. It's currency created out of thin air. It has no value to it other than you believe that it is valuable. That's the only thing that gives it value is your belief. So we are offering you opportunity to get on the right side of this wealth transfer that's taking place right now. Because from all indication, there's another monetary reset that's about to take place. The last one happened in 1971 when Richard Nixon, the President of the United States, temporarily suspended the convertibility of the dollar to gold. You see, at that time, the U.S. dollar was backed by a percentage of gold, so it had some value. One of the main reasons why they did that is so they continue to fight these wars, these continuous wars, because if prior to that, they had to have enough gold in the reserve to print cash on printer, on a printing press. Today, they don't even have to print it. They just punch a few keys on a computer, and presto, there's cash. Yeah. It's not real money. If you look at the Constitution of the United States, it'll tell you. That's right, Amendment 1. Big Article 10, it will tell you that. Yep. So, what are you going to do? Like Jim Rohn said, don't sign up for this. And what I mean when he said don't sign up for this, some people will join this amazing opportunity and do nothing. Some people will join this amazing opportunity and do a little bit. Some people will join this opportunity and do a whole lot. But the ones who join and do nothing, he said, don't sign up for that class. Don't try to figure it out because this is not for everybody. It's not for everybody because in order for you to actually become successful in this, you must change your mindset. You must think beyond yourself. You must think about how you can be service to other people. Because a lot of people get in this thing. They may save some gold for themselves, but they won't tell anybody else about it. And I think if you don't share, you don't really care. You don't really care that much about yourself or others. Because if you share those with other people, you not only help them, but you also help yourself. Jim Rohn said, don't sign up for this class. So I'm not trying to figure out why people don't do this. I'm trying to encourage you to be open to new information that's been hidden for so long. There's certain wealth principles that work. And the first one and most important one is to learn to pay yourself first. Before you pay your phone bill, your light bill, your gas bill, your insurance, or anything, you should be the first item on your budget. You should pay yourself first. A portion of everything that you earn should be yours to keep. As I said earlier, we're talking about building generational wealth, not just monetary wealth, but also spiritual, intellectual wealth that we can pass down to our children and their children, so that we don't have to continue this cycle of suffering under a system that does not care about anybody. Right now, we're going through a pandemic. The United States is the wealthiest country on the planet. We have more people sick dying of this pandemic called COVID-19 than any country on the planet. Think about that. This country has more people in prison than any country on the planet, but this is supposed to be the land of the free. Think about that. The police are killing boys, girls, women in their homes and getting away with it. Think about that. The President of the United States tweeted a video about some people in Florida saying, white power, white power, white power. It's not about black. It's not about white. It's about humanity. We all need to be working to make this a better place. So it all begins with you. Put your family back on the gold standard. Start exchanging that paper for gold. Tell as many people as you can about this amazing opportunity because we have a solution to poverty and most crime. The government don't care about you, but we do. And I promise, if you join us, you'll give up on yourself before we give up on you. My name is Kwame Benton. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a well-producing day. We'll see you Wednesday. Peace. and power.